RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there. Thanks for having press play on Song 2, the podcast where we are still banging on about the second song on an LP being the best or most important one on a record. I am Stephen Stepslow, your host with The Least, clinging on for dear life in the hopes that we get back to the top of the charts again and I can get paid in jelly babies, finally. For this week's episode of Song 2, we're looking at a 90s staple, Sex and Candy from Marcy Playground.
And I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double.
Now, even in this office, we have a 50-50 split of those that love the oddly loush lyrics and those that hate it with a passion akin to the fires of hell. For me, this one was as ubiquitous as anything from Beck, Dando, Alexakis, Dooley et al. Or maybe I am misremembering when soundtracks were must-have items and mixtapes are on tapes and not just a jazzed-up way to say offcuts and nearly ready albums. Anyway, I digress. Marcy Playground is named after the elementary school John Wozniak attended in St. Paul, Minnesota, but the group formed in New York City in 1996. In 1997, they landed a deal with Capitol Records, which released their self-titled debut album. The first two singles were what Capitol thought were the most friendly tracks, Poppies and St. Joe on the School Bus, but they were largely ignored. Some radio stations started playing the quirky album cut Sex and Candy, so Capitol put that out as a single and it started a slow rise up the charts, reaching number 8 on the Hot 100 in April 1998, over a year after the album originally came out. Sex and Candy is without doubt the signature song for Marcy Playground since its 1997 release, and depending on whether or not you can separate the tune from the not great at all really headlines surrounding frontman Wozniak, is also one of only a few tracks that defined the late 90s indie rock scene. It remained on the US Billboard main rock tracks chart, which is now known as the US Billboard Alternative Airplay chart, for a staggering 15 weeks.
Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this show.
The song was so ubiquitous on modern rock radio in 1997 that most people in their mid-30s, 40s, could feasibly break into an effortless karaoke along to it, even if the name of the group has since faded into a somewhat cultural haze. Written by the band's frontman, John Wozniak, its lyrics were so seemingly nonsensical that listeners had to really dig in deep to mine the not really that subtle metaphoric meaning behind phrases like disco lemonade and double cherry pie. Wozniak was not impressed with most of the songs around at that time and the ones that you would generally hear on the radio, stating in an interview with Song Facts, almost all of them are love songs, and it's just, well, snore. In the 80s, of course, it was even worse. I couldn't turn on the radio back then. Even the heavy metal tunes were these crappy by-the-numbers love songs. Wozniak said Sex and Candy was his attempt to write a love song with unusual lyrics. He said it was partly inspired by the time a girl told him his room smelled like sex and candy. The phrase stayed with him years after she said it. I was dating a girl and she was going to Bryn Mawr College and we were in her dorm and her roommate came in and she saw us there and she was like, oh, it smells like sex and candy in here. And I always remembered that. Then, when I was writing the song and I was coming up with all these weird disco-era references that I was making up, like platform double suede and all that business, I was like, hey, let's just throw in that phrase that's been sticking in my head for the last 5 years or whatever.
Like disco superfly, I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares?
I wrote this song as God puts it on my soul without caring about the choice of words, Wozniak said. First, a melody came to me that sounded in my ears for hours on end, until I decided finally, hey man, this tune is good enough to make a song out of it. So I wrote that song in 1992, 1993 or something, somewhere around there, and it didn't really come out until 1997. That song had been at least in my consciousness since the late 80s. It looks like I was just stoned that day of writing it, recalls Wozniak, in response to attempts to interpret his song about a girl, sweets, and quite possibly a loving mother. The song means exactly what it says, and not a drop more.
Like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging in my chair?
According to Wozniak, even though there's a lot going on in the song, it took him only an hour to write. He says, it's just about seeing some sexy girl and falling in love, and then asking a dumb question to yourself. The next single, Sherry Fraser, was a flop, frustrating the band because they were proud of the album and worried about becoming a one-hit wonder. Which, of course, they did. Their next album, Shapeshifter, released in 1999, didn't trouble the charts, and in the noughties, they didn't fit in at all with the rap rock and teen pop sensations that were all the rage. Dropped from Columbia, they released albums in 2004, 2009, and 2012, and did occasional tours, often with other 90s heritage bands. Sex and Candy was the band's only real hit, with the song becoming so successful that it had its own accountant. The head of radio promotion at Capitol Records, Marcy Playground's label at that time, felt that Sex and Candy's ubiquity hurt the band's career. Gil Kaufman of MTV News called the song a career killer, and the band became known as a one-hit wonder. Wozniak said that while he was pleased that the track became a quintessential 90s moment, he was flabbergasted and overwhelmed by its success, adding that he would not want to produce another hit song of comparable popularity.
Like disco superfly, I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair?
And there you have it. It's not every episode where we look at a track that ends a career just as soon as it begins, but Sex and Candy made and broke Marcy Playground in one foul swoop.
Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it.
In putting this week's episode together, we read a lot about Wozniak's estranged child and the ensuing court cases before deciding that we would, yes, release this episode as a celebration of the song and the time it came from, rather than of the creator of it. We took in HiddenSense.com, AVClub.com, SongFacts.com, RecordCollector.com, ShowbizCheatSheet.com, PunkGlobe.com, Wiki, and some MTV archives. Don't forget to hit subscribe, drop us a review, a star rating too, as they are pretty and much quicker as a visual reference than boring old words, am I right? Be sure to check in each week for brand new episodes, and if you fancy starting a pedant off at your next gig night, proffer up our pod as a tribute. Thanks for listening.
I smell sex and candy, yeah. Who's that?
Song 2 is researched, written, voiced, edited, and produced by Stephen Stepslow, Inc. for Today Radio. Cheers.